Good morning, beloved. Once again, thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Friday morning for our Friday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. It's great to be able to start my morning off with each of you and share these few moments together in God's Word. Today, we are going to be reading Psalm 90. This psalm is a communal prayer that reflects the human quest to understand life's meaning, particularly as life is drawing to a close. It juxtaposes the eternity of God with the shortness of human life. In this psalm, the Lord is called our home. The psalm was most likely written in response to the destruction of the Temple of Jerusalem in 586 BC. Prior to that time, home or house in the psalms would have referred to the temple. All right, so God's guiding word for us this week has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading Psalm 90. O Lord, you have always been our home. Before you created the hills or brought the world into being, you were eternally God and will be God forever. You tell us to return to what we were. You change us back into dust. 1,000 years to you are like one day. They are like yesterday, already gone. A short hour in the night. You carry us away like a flood. We last no longer than a dream. We are like weeds that sprout in the morning, that grow and burst into bloom, and then dry up and die in the evening. We are destroyed by your anger. We are terrified by your fury. You place our sins before you, our secret sins where you can see them. Our life is cut short by your anger. It fades away like a whisper. 70 years is all we have. 80 years if we are strong. Yet all they bring us is trouble and sorrow. Life is soon over, and we are gone. Who has felt the full power of your anger? Who knows what fear your fury can bring? Teach us how short our life is so that we may become wise. How much longer will your anger last? Have pity, O Lord, on your servants. Fill us each morning with your constant love so that we may sing and be glad all our lives. Give us now as much happiness as the sadness you gave us during all our years of misery. Let us, your servants, see your mighty deeds. Let our descendants see your glorious might. Lord our God, may your blessings be with us. Give us success in all we do. And the key verse this morning for us is Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2, where the psalmist says, O Lord, you have always been our home. Before you created the hills or brought the world into being, you were eternally God and will be God forever. You know, it's a conflict that each of us have to deal with. To, you know, we want to be, you know, successful in this life. We want to give our families, you know, the good things that perhaps this world has, and yet we realize that our time here on this earth is so short, especially when we compare it to the eternity that God has planned for us in glory with Him. And so, the time is short. As it says, it's like a weed, sprouts up in the morning, grows, blooms, and then withers and dies in the afternoon. And so, we need to make good use of the time that God has given us. Maybe we will live to be 70 years of age. Maybe we will live to be 80, maybe 90 or even more. But we do realize that tomorrow is not a promise. All that we have is what we are holding in our hands today. And so let's always be faithful to God with all that we have. And no matter what our pursuits are in this world, to understand that it's in glory that God's children will spend their eternities. Well, this brings our time together to an end, beloved. Next time we meet, it should be Sunday. I hope to see you in church. If you can't make it there, of course, we have Zoom and Facebook, and we look forward to meeting you there. But if we don't, then there's always Monday morning. And on this coming Monday morning, we'll be studying Psalms 91, a psalm expressing trust in God. So until then, may every good and wonderful blessing be yours in Jesus' name.